Radio MD. RadioMD.com. It's time to change your habits and start living a healthy, happy, and fulfilling life. Rewired Radio with Erica Spiegelman.
Welcome. There are so many options these days for people that want to seek treatment for any kind of addiction problems, whether that be drug, alcohol, food, gambling. And all of a sudden, there's a bunch of outpatient centers that are popping up. And today we have on one of the founders and the CEO of Rebos Outpatient Center and Sober Livings, Ross Ramin. Welcome to the show. I wanted to get into, you know, talk about why outpatient centers are the key to recovery these days.
Yeah, definitely. It's, it was one thing that it wasn't real big when I got sober 8 years ago. I mean, they were definitely around, but they're a lot more around now. You know, the biggest part of outpatient is, you know, 90% of everybody, they end up going to an inpatient program 30 days to, you know, 90 days-ish.
Can we explain quick just the difference? I'm sorry to interrupt, but just really quick, the difference between an inpatient and an outpatient center for people that are listening that don't know what qualifies them as different. Yeah.
No, inpatient is more you're living at the facility. You can't leave. You're just there. They take care of everything. Outpatient is more where you could be in school, you can be in work, you can be, mm-hmm. you know, a mother that drops her kids off at school in the morning and then you can go for a few hours. So it's a lot more freedom.
And convenient, kind of like
the convenience level. It can play with your personal schedule.
Sure.
So outpatient programs are great because, you know, I look at sobriety, and anytime you're trying to rebuild yourself, is you have to start with a foundation, and that works really well with inpatient. You get that cement floor, that foundation going. And then once you get into outpatient, that's where you put the walls up. That's where you start decorating, and you start doing mm-hmm. everything that you need to do. A lot of times now, inpatient is detoxes are going on in there,
right.
and some therapy and so on and so forth. And then outpatient is more where you're trying to find yourself, or not find yourself, but create yourself. That's where you can really dig into, you know, to the substance of why you do what you do. Whether it's the trauma in your life, the anxieties, the depression, the substance abuse, you know, the mental health and the substance abuse can get really tackled in outpatient. And at the same time, you're going about your daily life, school, work,
right.
family.
Right.
And the next day you can come back into treatment for a couple hours and you can process those current events that are going
right.
on. So it's kind of like having a tutor that you go through your life with.
Right.
And it's a great way for people to, I don't care what the topic is, having people walk with you through life
sure.
with a team of specialists. It's, you know, specialists, coaches, whatever you want to call them, that can really, you know, help you maneuver through this world.
Right. And the benefits sound like they're, you know, having one foot in the door of recovery, one foot out in the real world, having, you know, basically like a bunch of coaches and people rooting for you, people that you can trust, people that you can bounce things off of and really start to clear out the other parts of your life like you and I have talked about, which is when you put the drink, the drug, the food, whatever it is aside, then you need to address how do you communicate? How can you communicate better? How can you have better boundaries? How can you have better relationships? What it is to be a healthy human being internally, all those things seem to be addressed in outpatient centers as you continue to move forward.
Absolutely. 100%.
Yeah.
100%.
Yeah. So let's talk about really, you know, what it is that Rebos is really, how it came about and what it is your vision and how that came to life.
Rebos came about just for my own personal struggles. When I was in my last treatment center, my counselor, I said, you know, he goes, wow, you've been to treatment a lot. What are you going to be doing? I go, I'm just trying to find myself. And he flipped it around on me. He goes, you can't find yourself anymore, Ross. It's just going to take a while. You need to start creating who you want to be. And as I was creating who I wanted to be, it's a lot of things. Just by doing that and thinking of it that way, things started coming alive. And this huge failure, I mean, I was a severe cocaine addict for 16 years. And which I thought was the biggest, you know, bruise on me or failure,
right.
turned out to be the biggest blessing to be. And the way I created Rebos was, you know, I struggled in school as a child really, really bad. And so I always had tutors after school. And when I went through treatment, I noticed when I had one-on-one counseling, I used to excel a lot. And when I was in school, after when I'd meet with the tutors, I would, you know, I would get so much more done than when I was in such a big classroom with other people. And so that's how I set up Rebos. You know, most treatment centers, whether they're inpatient or outpatient, they're about 80 to 90% group oriented and 10% to 20% individual. Well, Rebos is just the opposite of that. People and our clients really just get into it more. They don't count down their days because they're seeing, you know, they've got up to 6 to 7 individual one-on-ones per week. I mean, clients are getting a year's worth of therapy in 30 days.
That's incredible.
It's pretty on a variety of different specialists, from psychotherapists, chemical dependency counselors, spiritual counselors, case managers, an addiction specialist, psychiatrist, and now we've just added, starting next week, biofeedback, which is just awesome.
Really cool experience.
And I noticed this one, when you do the one-on-one, I used to be a ski instructor, you know, 10 years ago, and I used to see when I'd have clients, you know, just another fact to the point is, you know, you teach a group of 10 people, it takes them 2 days to pick up what a private ski instructor would get accomplished in a morning lesson. So yeah. it just speeds up the process, it keeps them more into it, you don't have to wait on others. You know, when you're in a group, you kind of have to move as quickly as the slowest person in the room. And also for the really hard cases, the chronic relapsers, they can't hide in the rooms. They can't kind of BS their way through the conversations. They're one-on-one with somebody. They're held very accountable. It's a pretty special moment.
And the beauty of that is it's an individualized program. So depending on somebody's history, their mother, you know, what's going on in their lives currently, you know, that gets tailored to them so that they're not just put in one boat and kind of sent out to sea, like, you know, go with the group and get fixed. This is very tailored to the individual.
If you're, whether you're 2 days sober or 22 years sober, you can meet, we can meet the client exactly where they are at and build off of that. And that's the beauty of it, because it's always, you're always moving on. Treatment isn't just, you know, 30, 60, 90 days and then you're done. It's just like anything in this world. You can't keep the 20 pounds off without keep going to the gym and eating well. This is something, your car needs to go in for an oil change. You know, your house needs to be repainted.
Absolutely.
So it's just, that's how we've set it up here. So people can constantly get, you know, recharged.
Yeah. And sober livings are also part of Rebos. I mean, Rebos is care where people can live in a sober living home and be with other peers that are trying to get sober.
It's all about walking with others. That's their strength in numbers. Their strength in numbers. So the sober livings give a really safe place for people to be in and to walk with the community. And they're held accountable. They're drug tested and alcohol tested almost every day.
So valuable.
And
yeah,
just to keep them accountable for what's going on. I went through sober living myself for about 11 months. I don't know if I'd be here if I didn't have that, because just going through treatment is just not enough. It really gets, you know, that's where it really gets hard, is once you leave treatment.
And it provides a sense of safety for people that, you know, aren't really ready to, you know, move in back with their families or have a roommate that drinks or, you know, whatever it is. It just creates such a safe environment for people to grow and start to change their pathways when they're becoming
sober. It's
really
a no-brainer. If you really want to be sober, it's a no-brainer. You go to sober living, and then you go to outpatient. It's a no-brainer.
It's just a
lifetime of success.
Such great information. So glad we distinguished the difference for, you know, the inpatient, outpatient, and different kinds of treatment out there. Can you tell our audience where they could find you?
Yeah, it's livingrebos.com. Our phone number is 310-694-5590.
Thank you so much. And for people that, you know, need even, you know, recommendations for other centers, we'll be happy to give them that information too for inpatient if they need to do that first. So thank you so much. This is Rewired Radio on Radio MD. I'm Erica Spiegelman. Thank you so much for listening, and be well.